Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
All right, big appointments today by former President Donald Trump, and the swamp and the establishment are losing their freaking minds. And yes, I said Romney before. He's not even a senator anymore. He's not going to be a senator. John Curtis is. I forgot about that. Welcome back to the show. So I have to start the whole show over again. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. We are live today from the Media Theater. Tonight's our big politics and pints. Me and Jimmy Failla on stage, and it's going to be a great night. So come out and join us. We have some tickets available at the door for you if you'd like to join us tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place, as you know. And Cape May is gorgeous in the fall. And they have promotions available right now for a fabulous fall getaway where you get resort credits. All you got to do is go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and make your reservation, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And we'll see you there December 20th for our next live show. Okay? So there you go. Lots to get to this hour. So the breaking news, if you're just joining me, if you're getting out of work, getting in your car, whatever it is, and hopefully you're on your way to the media theater, and I'll be with you till 6 tonight. Opelka's going to take you the last hour so that I can see everybody here at the event. We have a meet and greet starting at 6:30, so, you know, I obviously can't be on the air and do that at the same time. There's only one of me. Can't clone me. I mean, it'd be nice, but... So breaking news, if you're just joining me. Senator Marco Rubio announced as Secretary of State. Tulsi Gabbard announced as the Director of National Intelligence. And Matt Gaetz announced as the Attorney General of the United States. All of these are obviously subject to Senate confirmation. The question will there be any issues? Will there be any issues? All right. That's the thing. Will there be any people standing in the way of the confirmation? And I don't know the answer to that. I really don't, because you have some senators who don't like Trump, obviously, but I think the votes are there. I think he's got 51. If he needs to have J.D. Vance break a tie, he can do that. I don't see Republicans standing in the way, nor should they. The president should get the leeway to be able to put the people he wants around him, and that's what he needs to do. And that's what he should do. No doubt about that. So he announced earlier today that it was his great honor to announce that Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida is hereby nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. Matt is a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney trained at the William and Mary College of Law, who has distinguished himself in Congress through his focus on achieving desperately needed reform at the Department of Justice. Few issues in America are more important than ending the partisan weaponization of our justice system. Matt will end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore Americans' badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. On the House Judiciary Committee, which performs oversight of DOJ, Matt played a key role in defeating the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax and exposing alarming and systemic government corruption and weaponization. He is a champion of the Constitution and the rule of law. Okay? With Tulsi Gabbard, he put out the following statement and said, "I am pleased to announce that former Congressman Congresswoman, excuse me, Lieutenant Colonel Tulsi Gabbard will serve as Director of National Intelligence. For over two decades, Tulsi has fought for our country and the freedoms of all Americans as a former candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. She has broad support in both parties. She is now a proud Republican. I know Tulsi will bring the fearless spirit that has defined her illustrious career to our intelligence community, championing our constitutional rights and securing peace through strength. Tulsi makes us all proud. That's some of the stuff that just came out a short time ago from President-elect Donald Trump. There you go. And yes, thank you to, thank you to Richard, our buddy in Walla Walla, Washington, for reminding me that Romney's not there anymore. I forgot that. Thank God Romney's not there anymore. By the way, something very strange happened today. The Federal Bureau of Investigation seized the CEO. The Polymarket has become this online betting site. And like Fela, for example, made a ton of cash on Polymarket betting on Trump. I'm not a gambler, but I wish I did gamble because I would have made a lot of money. And I may get into the political betting thing because my predictions are pretty accurate, as you can tell. So, I don't know a damn thing about sports. And I mean, years ago, I used to endorse, I forget the site, the one that Greg does now. But I didn't bet. You know, so I didn't want to lie in my live reads because I always tell you the truth. And they wanted me to talk about my bets. And I'm like, I don't bet. I'm not going to bet. I don't know anything about sports, right? But I should bet on politics because I would win a lot of money. I'm pretty good at picking this stuff, right? So Polymarket comes along and people can place their bets. And Polymarket had Trump winning in big numbers. And the only thing I was wondering was, it was Nate Silver shorting everybody. Did he have some sort of data? Because he's behind Polymarket too. Did he have some sort of data showing Harris was going to win? Was this a way that he could, you know, kind of short people and make a lot of money? I was just kind of watching from the periphery, but Polymarket proved true. I mean, they had Trump big time, and if you went and bet on the swing states, you could bet on the number of electoral votes. There were all kinds of parlays. Fela had a clean sweep on all of his prop bets. He announced that Saturday night when I was on his TV show. Well, federal officials today raided the Manhattan apartment of Polymarket CEO Shane Kaplan just a week after the election betting platform successfully predicted Donald Trump's stunning victory. The 26-year-old entrepreneur was roused from bed in his Soho pad at 6 a.m. by FBI agents who demanded he turn over his phone and other electronic devices. It's grand political theater at its worst, the source told the Post. They could have asked his lawyer for any of these things. Instead, they staged a so-called raid so they can leak it to the media and use it for obvious political reasons. Kaplan was not provided with any reason for the raid, but the source suspects it was political retribution since Polymarket accurately predicted an easy Trump triumph over Vice President Kamala Harris as opposed to traditional polls. You believe this kind of crap happens in the United States of America? This is, it's amazing, right? This kind of crap happens. Meanwhile, Jeffrey Epstein gets away with it and then doesn't kill himself in prison. But the whole list and everybody who's on it and everybody, you know, one of the things Matt Gaetz has pledged to do is to bring up the Epstein list. In fact, I'm going to grab this. I'm going to grab this for you. He's going to be a beast. He really is. He's going to go after a lot of the people that are the ones that, I mean, there's a reason why people are terrified of Matt Gaetz today getting the nomination. He at one point had ripped Attorney General Merrick Garland over the justice system's coordinated effort to go after Donald Trump, saying, "You told us it's a dangerous conspiracy theory to allege that the DOJ is communicating with state and local prosecutions against Trump. You can clear it all up for us right now. Will the DOJ provide to our committee all documents between the department and Alvin Bragg's office and Fannie Willis's office and Letitia James's office?" And of course, the answer was no. He's going to have access to all of those records when he gets in there as attorney general. He's going to have access to all of those records and be able to get all the information, whatever he wants. I mean, think about it. We are really going to be able to expose just how much the Department of Justice was weaponized in the last 4 years. And the same thing with the CIA, too. The same thing with John Ratcliffe as a CIA director going after the CIA. No question about it. Same exact thing. Because I think that what we're going to find out here, and Matt, I'm going to play a clip for you. This is, I'm going to send you a clip here. This is Matt Gaetz on with Benny Johnson on Benny's podcast talking about Jeffrey Epstein. And, you know, we've had this long-standing theory on the show. I'll give Road Warrior credit for it, that Jeffrey Epstein was a deep state asset, that his job was to put powerful people into compromising positions and then be able to blackmail them on behalf of the government. And that's why when the FBI raided his apartment in Manhattan, it was a joke. It was a sham. It was a fugazi. They wouldn't go at, they wouldn't take anything. They wouldn't go into the safe. They wouldn't look into the CDs. They had evidence right there, but they said the warrant didn't cover that. They didn't try to get a judge on the phone. They left the apartment, didn't come back for a couple days. And then by the time they did, it was all gone. And then Jeffrey Epstein doesn't kill himself in prison and winds up, you know, being hanged. That's the proper use of the word. I am hung. Jeffrey Epstein was hanged, but not by himself, okay? Not by his own hands. Now, if that is true, and if all this is out there, then all of this is going to come out. Because between Ratcliffe at CIA and Tulsi at DNI and Matt Gaetz as AG, they are going to blow the lid. I mean, right now, there are people in the CIA and the FBI who, and if Kash Patel does become the director of the FBI, which is the rumor, Kash Patel has written about the deep state. He's taken these people on. I mean, the level of the extent to which our government has been working against the American people and working to create this police state that we all live in. The left is full of crap with their whole thing about Trump's a danger to democracy. I mean, they have created a police state in this country. And I've been warning you about this for years. But I said it to you, we live in a police state. We do. Because the definition of a police state is not cops on horseback. It's not crowd control. It's not tear gas. No, no, no. It's when the government uses its law enforcement powers to affect political change, to intimidate its citizens, to try to stop citizens from getting to power. All those things are being done in this country and have been done for some time. They tried to stop Trump in 2016. They successfully tried to bring down his presidency while he was president. Literally, the people in the executive branch at all these three-letter, four-letter agencies working to undermine him. And then they were successful in doing it in 2020 with the Hunter Biden laptop. They're going to expose all of this. And this time around, people need to go to prison. People need to be prosecuted, and they need to go to jail. Because this is our chance now to turn the country. And the thing I like about Matt Gaetz is that the guy is a freaking rebel. He is not going to play nice in the sand. He doesn't play nice in the sandbox. I mean, members of his own party hate his guts. They hate him. And look, I don't know his personal life, and I don't really care about his personal life. It's not none of my business. You know what I mean? I met him at CPAC. He seemed like a nice guy. We had a nice chat. Got a couple pictures with him. I don't know him. I know he's been on my show, I think, and I know he's been on Dom's show. But my point is, the thing about him is that he doesn't play nice in the sandbox. He's going to go in there, and whereas if you had an establishment guy, they're going to go in there and respect the rules and the norms of the office and blah, blah, blah. We won't get to the bottom of anything. You need to have rebels from the outside who are not afraid to go in and just totally piss people off. Bottom line, that's what you need. And you got to realize that you're going to be a very hated person. Well, Matt Gaetz is already a very hated person. You know, he went after Kevin McCarthy. In fact, I think Dom ran a promo, which is a very funny promo, of Matt Gaetz talking about his hair and how he gets it so coiffed. And he says it's a shampoo, a blow dryer, conditioner, and the tears, Kevin McCarthy's tears, I think was the joke that he said. Pretty funny. Anyway, here's him with Benny Johnson talking about Jeffrey Epstein and the Jeffrey Epstein list. Take a listen.
Why is the world's foremost pederast protected? This makes no sense. Like, this is evil, right? Like everyone agrees on. It's like you got a 99%
on Epstein. Issue. Bill Barr is the one that needs to be called in to give sworn testimony on what happened there at Bureau of Prisons, because there's just no way that the story you're getting is the real story there. No freaking way. And Bill Barr knows it.
I think most people believe that, right? Like it's got like, no way that that's
I actually think it was a. I actually think that on Epstein, it was a foreign government that took him out. I don't think it was a domestic enterprise.
Really?
I do. I'm not going to say which one, but I don't think it was. It was domestic inspired to take out of him. I think that was a foreign operation, government sponsored.
So foreign operation took out Epstein inside of our prison.
Yes.
So they would have must have been allowed to.
Oh, I think it was it was in concert with people in our government.
Wow.
But not at like some, you know, low level guard getting bribed kind of way.
Yeah.
At a state to state level.
So that's probably a lot of partied interests in keeping that under wraps.
You better believe it. Weapon systems at play, global deals at play.
Interesting. You have you have evidence to back that up?
I just am positing it as a theory.
Wow. Okay. What about UFOs?
Well, we're learning more each and every day. You're getting the titrated leaking on the UFOs. Like, it's now open source information that the CIA has a program around craft recovery. It's not a question anymore. And so that's probably where I would start, the craft recovery and the biologics that have been.
Now, a couple things here. Today, the House Oversight Committee actually had a hearing on unexplained aerial phenomenon, which is what they call them now. It's the politically correct way of saying UFOs, UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon. If all of this is true, and it's not just Epstein, but it's also, I mean, the Diddy list, right? Like the Diddy list. But it's also the people that worked against Trump, the Strozaks and the Lisa Pages, and the things that we don't even know. These guys are going to go in there. Like, I imagine the shredders in Washington are going to be burning from now until January 20th. I mean, they're going to be, don't you think? I mean, anything that they can destroy, they're going to try to destroy. Anything. And of course, there's laws governing the Presidential Protection Act, the Records Act. But the thing about that is, though, is that, you know, once Trump becomes president again, he can declassify anything he wants. So even if Biden tries to classify things on his way out the door to try to cover up for all this corruption and weaponization, and Biden won't know what the hell he's doing. They'll just tell him, like, sign this, you know, sign this, Mr. President. It'll be him making literally like every document in Washington classified or something. Well, when Trump gets in there, Trump can undo all of that. So, I mean, unless they are literally destroying evidence of all these things. But here's Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, one of the dumbest United States senators, who says that Gates's nomination is a red alert moment for America. Take a listen.
I was walking off the Senate floor just moments ago when the news was announced. You could literally hear the jaws dropping to the floor of Republican senators who are now going to be in a position to stand up to Donald Trump in a way that they have been unwilling to. I mean, listen, Matt Gaetz is dangerously unqualified, but that's not the worst of it. Gaetz has been Trump's chief defender when it comes to Trump's assault on democracy, his attempt to overthrow the government on January 6th, and he has openly called for the abolition of law enforcement agencies if they don't get in line with conservative political priorities. This is going to be a red alert moment for American democracy. I was walking off the Senate floor just moments ago when...
A red alert moment for democracy. Red alert moment for democracy. Okay, well, there you go. There you go. Red alert. Here is Tom Massey's reaction to the nomination of Matt Gaetz. Take a listen. He's the attorney general. Suck it up. There you go. No, the establishment hates Gaetz. They really do. They hate him. And think about it. He's very much like Trump. He goes in. He burns bridges. He just says whatever the hell he wants. He doesn't play nice in the sandbox. But he gets stuff done. You know, they are going to, of all the people they're going to try to stop, it's going to be him and Tulsi, the two of them by far. I mean, they're not happy about Ratcliffe, but good luck stopping him. But they are going to try. They're going to. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to say Tulsi's a Russian agent. They're going to bring up that whole lie about her. They're going to bring up whatever allegations about Matt Gaetz and, I don't know, whatever that weird thing was that he talked to Tucker Carlson about a couple years ago. They'll reignite all that. They will try to do everything they possibly can to stop those two. No doubt about it. No question about it. Those are going to be the two targets. Matt is in South Jersey. Matt, how you doing?
Good, Rich. I've been away for a while. I went to the Ozarks in Missouri, but came back for the money here in Jersey. So everything's going back to the same. I'm sitting in Route 1 traffic talking to Rich Seoli. Three years later.
Good to have you back, buddy.
Just a quick point. They've had 4 years to clean up this mess and white out names and omit them and change them and things like that. So I would just be suspect of what's coming out, because that's the exact reason they won. You know, air quotes, won that election, because they needed to clean up. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rich.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Welcome back. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's the other thing, too, we'll find out, is that any evidence of any election improprieties in 2020 will all come out, too. I mean, literally everything's going to come out. And Kash Patel is going to have a high-ranking position as well, whether it's FBI director or it's something else. And he's going to help with that. I mean, they're not joking around here. They are not joking around. When I've told you that Trump is going on the revenge tour, this is going to be the revenge tour. And it's not about revenge on any individual person. It is revenge against the system that has worked to undermine the president of the United States of America, a system that is so powerful that it can literally derail a presidency. It can take out an American citizen who wants to be president. It can take out a sitting president, and it can silence and intimidate its own people. That's not a system anybody should want to have in this country. Nobody should want to have a system in this country where the government is able to intimidate moms at school board meetings, scare the crap out of people so that they think they're going to be canceled, and where the government is censoring information on social media, and where ultimately they use their powers to go after private citizens on phony, trumped-up charges and just get judges to sign warrants, FISA court warrants, and spy on the American people and everything else. I mean, nobody should want that system. So if you actually care about democracy, you should want all of that to be exposed. That's clearly where they're going with this. No doubt about that. Here is CNN's Manu Raju, who got some reaction from some key Republican senators on Matt Gaetz' appointment. I told you a lot of these people hate this guy. Take a listen.
But in talking to Senate Republicans in the aftermath of this breaking news, they are making clear that this is going to be a rocky confirmation process. Many of them non-committal about supporting him, concerned clearly, and also just saying that not saying if they will support him, including some very close Trump allies. I caught up very briefly with Senator Lindsey Graham, who is one of the senior Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and asked him if he could get behind Matt Gaetz.
To Matt Gaetz as AG?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I think about that one.
I mean, do you have any concerns about it?
We'll see.
And others spoke a little bit more at length, Jake, including Senator John Cornyn, who's also a senior member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, someone who ran for majority leader, fell short in that bit, said we'll have to do our job as a Senate, do our advise and consent function. Very noncommittal when I asked him if he would support him. And I also asked Senator Tom Tillis, another senior member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he said, Mr. Gaetz and I have jousted on certain issues between the House and the Senate. He said at the end of the day, it only comes down to whether you have the credentials and also the relationships. And of course, what Tillis was referring to was Gaetz's central role in pushing for the ouster of Kevin McCarthy back last year. That led to a whole back and forth. It made him very unpopular among the House Republican Conference and faced a barrage of criticism from Republicans in the Senate as well, who viewed the whole episode as showcasing how the House was dysfunctional and that how they could not govern and the like. And they pointedly blamed Gaetz for leading the charge against McCarthy. That, along with the questions about this ongoing House ethics investigation into alleged sexual misconduct, Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. But I asked Cornyn about that too, Jake, and he said, I'm sure that will come up at the confirmation hearings.
Yeah, so he's got a lot of enemies in the Republican Party, no doubt about that. Those are going to be the two they try to get. If anything, it'll be those two. But I think the Republicans have to think very carefully about this. You know, to oppose your president's appointments when he got a mandate from the American people, you're not going to be on Trump's nice list if you do that. I don't think it's where you want to be. I don't think it's where you want to be. So this is NATO's Admiral Rob Bauer, who says he worries about the lack of censorship on X, Elon Musk's platform, formerly known as Twitter. I'm very much in favor of freedom of speech, he says, but I'm not necessarily convinced what Elon Musk is doing on X is the right approach. Cut number 9.
There is a very, it's a sensitive topic to talk about, to talk to our own people, in information towards our own people. Very quickly it becomes propaganda, and that has a reason. But the Russians talk to us, they lie, but they lie openly, so they lie also to their own people, but they don't care. We have sort of an agreement that we don't do that. So what we say publicly should be, so you could, I mean, our people will check it. There's a number of people in our nations that will basically check if the government says something. That's not necessarily the case in China and Russia. So in terms of disinformation and cyber attacks and all the things that are happening, influencing elections, I think it's a serious problem. And I think the use of social media is basically amplifying everything that is being done by bot factories, and I'm very much in favor of freedom of speech, but I'm not necessarily convinced that what Mr. Musk is doing on X is the right approach. I'm very much in favor of freedom of speech, but there is a lot of things on Twitter that is not helping our societies at all.
There you go. By the way, some breaking local news for you. The recount in the Pennsylvania United States Senate race has been officially started. It will go forward. That announcement was just made a short time ago. Thanks to our buddy Linda Kearns for bringing that to our attention. And the lesser Casey, the loser, the election denier, will not waive the recount. It's going to cost Pennsylvania taxpayers over $1 million. Could be up as high as $2 million, and the recount will go forward. Casey could have it waived, but since he didn't have it waived, the recount will now go forward. It'll be a waste of time, a gigantic waste of time, all right? So that's where we are with that. That's some major breaking local news for us right here on the show today. It's been a day of breaking news, no doubt about that. Listen, my buddy Dr. Mike Veneria is a great guy, great friend of the show, and he's the master of dental implants, and he is my family's dentist. He is the best at what he does. Look, there's nobody better than Dr. Mike Veneria. When it comes to your smile and giving you the smile of your dreams, you definitely want to reach out to him. Have you had a consultation for dental implants? Well, listen, get a second opinion from Dr. Mike Veneria. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and I can vouch for how great of a smile he gives because my wife has a new smile thanks to Dr. Mike Veneria. That's right. She had veneers, and they had to be replaced, and she got beautiful caps, and they look great. Her smile looks amazing. So what are you waiting for? Make your appointment today by calling 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. You'll get a free dental implant consultation. And if you need dental implants, he is the best, recognized among his peers as the master of dental implants for over 10 years. Just go to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, so here's the deal. Senator Susan Collins has already come out and says she opposes Matt Gaetz's announcement. Thank you to Brian Zaleski, who is on X at the Vampiric One, for doing Matt DeSantis's job. And breaking, Senator Susan Collins announces she opposes Matt Gaetz as Trump's attorney general. But what, you predicted that, Matt. I mean, that's not a big surprise right there, right?
No, Murkowski will be next, and that's a guarantee.
Yeah. No doubt about that. Sean Davis from The Federalist put out an interesting tweet. He said, every swamp rat crying about Gaetz didn't lift a finger while DOJ was running an illegal coup after illegal coup against our elected government from 2016 to 2020. They didn't say a word when DOJ illegally seized the phones of Representative Scott Perry or Representative Andy Ogles. They were quiet as a church mouse when the DOJ illegally spied on Trump. They were nowhere to be found when DOJ hatched and ran the entire fake kidnapping plot against Gretchen Whitmer. They did nothing when DOJ allowed violent threats against Supreme Court justices to continue. And don't even get me started on their paralysis regarding the insane DOJ January 6th operation. Remember, the Attorney General Merrick Garland, neither he nor the FBI Director Chris Wray have ever said whether or not there were any FBI agents or undercover operatives or informants or anybody involved in that. They would not answer the question. All that will come out as well. Like Ray Epps, for example. You know, the victim, Ray Epps, the guy who was saying, tomorrow we go in the Capitol, we go in the Capitol. That guy who's been portrayed in the media as a sympathetic figure who somehow is the source of MAGA conspiracy theories that he might be behind people going into the Capitol. He continues, did nothing while the infection festered and the cancer spread at DOJ. You look the other way as it nearly destroyed the country, and now you wonder why emergency medicine is necessary. So you cry at the Capitol Grill over expensive wine bought for you by your corrupt K Street donors. Just know that all of this is your fault and that it's not going to stop until the problems you deliberately ignored are finally solved. Yeah, this is a this is a revolutionary moment right now. It is a revolutionary moment, and I'm telling you that they are going to try like hell to stop Gaetz and to try to stop Tulsi. But even if they succeed, they're going to put in people who will do the same things. Like even if they are able to successfully block those two, then it's still going to be a situation where whoever then Trump puts in after that. We'll do the same things. I'm just saying that. I'm letting you know that, because this is clearly what Trump wants to do right now, which is he wants to go in there and he wants to just kick ass and take names. And Tulsi put out a statement. Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, real Donald Trump, for the opportunity to serve as a member of your cabinet to defend the safety, security, and freedom of the American people. I look forward to getting to work. And good for Tulsi. I'm very, very happy for Tulsi Gabbard to do that. But you know what? Our buddy Linda Kearns is on the line. Of course, election lawyer extraordinaire. How are you, my friend? Busy day for you. What's going on?
Hey, Rich, where's my walk-up music? You guys are supposed to play Elvis when I come on.
There we go. Look at that. We're caught in a trap. See that? All right, Linda Kearns. We don't have a lot of time, though, so we got to get right to it. What's going on with Casey and the recount?
This is what I think is going on. I think that Casey is getting advice from Matt DeSantis because there really is no reason for this.
Poor Matt.
For
he
him
just
not
has
to
no friends
this.
Anymore. It's just, it's amazing.
He really doesn't.
I think you're more hated than Matt Gaetz. I'm sorry. Go on, Linda Kearns.
So Senator Casey had until noon today to waive the recount. He did not do it. So the margin is now less than 0.5%. So all of the counties have to basically recount all of the ballots. They have to use a different method than they used to count them first. So that means they'll just use different scanners to count them. Under the law, certain ballots have to be counted by hand, like if they were overvotes. But for the most part, this is just running these ballots through the scanner again. I think that of the four recounts that have happened, nothing since this recount law went into effect, it's never materially changed any of the results. And this is going to cost taxpayers, Al Schmidt estimated over $1 million. So it sounds like Casey's last decision in office is going to be kind of what the Democrats do all the time, which is to cost taxpayers money.
And how long is this going to go on, this recount? How long does it last?
Well, they have to start it by November 20th, which is next Wednesday, and then finish it by November 27th. Hmm. And they'll release the results by November 27th.
Now, I've seen all kinds of things on social media about Mark Elias's attempts to try to count ballots that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has already said cannot be counted. So what's the latest with that?
So that's going on now. And what I want to make clear is that happens in every election. There's basically two categories of ballots. There's the mail-in and absentee ballots, which if there was issues with them, if they weren't signed, if they weren't dated, then the return boards, each county makes a decision on whether or not to count them. And then those decisions can be appealed to the Court of Common Pleas in each county. So that's the one category of ballots that is being looked at now. And the other category is provisional ballots. Those ballots that people filled out at the polling place if for some reason they were not in the poll book. And right now there have been no, as right before I got on the phone, there was no challenges to the Court of Common Pleas on any of these issues. But the Elias lawyers seem to be saying that they may challenge if some of these categories, like if you're not registered or some of these categories that should not count anyway. So we're just going to have to wait and see what they appeal.
All right. Is there any chance that this can change? Because I got asked on Fox and Friends the other morning, shameless plug by Carly Shimkus. Is there any chance that Bob Casey is going to wind up winning? And I said, there's no chance in hell.
Rich, you've been on Fox News. You should really mention that more on your show, because I don't think your listeners realize that. Well, you should
Very
really
funny.
Promote that a little bit.
Do you
bit
know
more.
That I was actually double booked the other day on Fox News, and so I had to get bumped from one show because apparently I can't be on two shows in the same day. So unlike you, who winds up being on our morning show and on Dawn and on Dom and on my show, and the only show that you didn't manage to squeeze into was Jimmy Fallon. I don't know how you pulled that off, but
that's because the producers love me. What can I say? But
I guess so.
Back to Casey and McCormick, the numbers just aren't there. There's just not enough balance there that Casey can win this. So no, we're not worried about that at all.
This is a statement that just came out. I want to share this with you, Linda Kearns, from Senator-elect McCormick. Senator-elect McCormick's lead is insurmountable, which the AP made clear in calling the race. A recount will be a waste of time and taxpayer money, but it is Senator Casey's prerogative. Senator-elect McCormick knows what it's like to lose an election and is sure Senator Casey will eventually reach the right conclusion. So that just came out. Meanwhile, as we speak, Casey is in Washington. He voted today for the Senate Majority Leader. He's got his office, the nameplate on his office. I saw he and Dina took a picture outside of it. So, I mean, they are proceeding with Senator-elect Casey, Senator-elect McCormick, excuse me.
You're misspeaking. It's Senator-elect McCormick.
Senator-elect McCormick is proceeding right now as Senator-elect McCormick. He's going full bore here, and that's good, thank God. So
Right, absolutely, as he should. I mean, Casey's been in office so long, I guess he just doesn't know how to not be in office anymore. I put out on my Twitter today of all the things that have happened since he's been in office. You know, when he was first elected, the iPad hadn't even been invented yet. I mean, that's how long this guy has been in office. Ring cameras hadn't been invented. He's been in office a really long time. He just needs to just graciously just bow out. And for some reason, he's refusing to do that, which is, it's sad for his legacy. And this Linda is really the hardest he's worked the entire time he's been in office. Maybe if he worked a little harder as a senator, voters would have voted for him.
I was just going to say the same thing. I mean, it's amazing how he's come out of his hibernation chamber to actually be in the fight. But then again, we don't know if it's actually him or animatronic Bob Casey. They may just be using that.
He's the George Costanza of senators. That was a gag on the Seinfeld show when George didn't have a job and he was just really, really working to stay on unemployment. And that's kind of what Senator Casey's doing now. He's just really, really working to stay in. You know, if he worked this hard at being a senator, he wouldn't have this problem.
The hardest that George Costanza ever worked was to stay on unemployment. Linda Kearns, thank you, buddy. I appreciate the update. We will be talking to you a lot, I'm sure, over the course of this. Thank you so much, my friend.
Have a great show tonight, Rich.
Thank you, Linda.
All right. The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, man, there's breaking news friggin' everywhere right now. This is craziness, Matt DeSantis. I haven't seen it like this in a long time. Have you?
No. Well, yeah, Election Day. But other than that, this is pretty fun.
Has Susan Murkowski put out a statement yet? Or Lisa Murkowski, I mean, has she put out a statement? I don't like this camera angle either because it's making me look like I have a double chin. So I got to move this.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it looks like she's saying Gates is not a serious candidate for attorney general.
So she's going to vote against him?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, she didn't explicitly say that, but we all know that she will.
Yeah, I don't like the camera angle under my chin. That was a bad look. Bad look. We're going to have to scrub this whole YouTube. Let's see if that's a better angle now. YouTube is a little delayed. So it's also these headphones are messing up my hair, too, Tommy. I gotta get my hair guy in here. You know, I'm getting spoiled with all these Fox News hits, guys, because they have makeup artists. Lydia does my makeup. Robbie does my hair. I'm getting spoiled. You know what I mean? So that's the problem. That's the problem.
Are you wearing that T-shirt to the big event tonight?
No, I have a button down shirt over there. I'm wearing. I'm not wearing this T-shirt. I just didn't want it to get it all wrinkled. You know what I mean? Also, when the car comes to pick me up for Fox News, Matt DeSantis, I bring my shirt. I hang it so that it doesn't get wrinkled in the car ride. So
that's a pretty cool move. That's pretty cool.
It's a baller move right there. Except for the time that I was going to be late, so I had to run three blocks to get to Fox News, and you know I'm got my dry cleaning behind me, and it's like a sale, and some homeless guy's trying to grab my clothes. It was a lot of fun, good times right there. What we got to play some audio. I got to take a quick break. But listen, DuckDuckGo, I got to tell you, that's what I'm doing, right? DuckDuckGo, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes.
DuckDuckGo. I am here right now working in media. We got the big show tonight at the Media Theater in Media PA. And DuckDuckGo is protecting me right now. I'm on the Media Theater public Wi-Fi. But my data is encrypted thanks to DuckDuckGo's VPN. And yes, every time I go to New York for a Fox News hit, I know. Or if I go to D.C. for a meeting, my privacy is protected whether I'm on the train or I'm in the car or I'm even at home when my internet service provider can't see it either. All of that you get with DuckDuckGo privacy protection. It's a 3-in-1 privacy solution for you. It's only 10 bucks a month. 10 bucks a month, and you get a 7-day free trial. What are you waiting for? All you got to do is just go to duckduckgo.com/1210 and sign up today. Duckduckgo.com/1210. You get a 7-day free trial. This is a 3-in-1 privacy solution that also includes personal identity theft restoration. So if your identity is ever stolen, they're going to work to get it back for you. It also includes personal data removal. All the data that's out there on the internet about you, well, guess what? DuckDuckGo is going to make sure that it removes all of it, which is great. All that for 10 bucks a month, including the VPN. And listen, there's a lot of VPNs out there, but this is the VPN from DuckDuckGo. That's why this is the one that I trust and the one that you should trust as well. All right? Just go to duckduckgo.com/1210 and sign up today and do it now. The sooner you sign up, the sooner that you are going to be protected. And the sooner that you're going to be protected against the hackers and the scammers and all the people out there looking to sell your data. Okay? DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Okay, this is big. Big, big deal. This is good stuff. All right, so tomorrow I'm actually filling in for Jimmy Fallon's radio show. He's going to be here tonight at the Media Theater soon. And tomorrow I'm filling in for him. And then I'll be on Fox News tomorrow between 9 and 11 at some point. So that's good, which is probably good since I'm going to New York tomorrow to do the show. By the way, DeSantis, I'll be in New York doing the show in New York tomorrow. I forgot to tell you that. So,
thanks for the heads up.
Justin, I won't be in studio tomorrow. I'll be in New York doing the show. I'll be at Fox News doing the show, in case you guys are wondering. What? I already told Bartos. I texted him and told him. Yeah, but the other thing, too, is I'm going to make sure that I bring my shirt in the car because nobody likes wrinkles. You know what I mean? You know, I tried to bring out a steamer the last time I was at Fox News to steam my shirt. That was a disaster. It got all wet, got soaking wet. A disaster.
They have wrinkle-removing spray that you can use.
Wrinkle-removing spray? It sounds terrible for the ozone layer.
It works, though.
Does it?
You just spray it all over the shirt, then you kind of tug at the shirt, and boom.
Seriously?
Smooth as can be. Yeah, I swear. I use it all the time.
My gosh.
I'll give you the brand.
Yeah, give me the brand. I'm sure for you'll use some big name brand. I'll use the generic version because I'm a man of the people. You're a Harvard elitist, but yeah, no, please do. That'd be good. Be good to get that. Man, what a slow news day, huh?
Yeah, nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening today. Also, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen has apparently been very vocal about his disdain for Gates in the past. Senator Thune just said the following on Matt Gates. We're going to vet and process and look at all the norms when they come forward, and we'll see. That's all going to happen in the next few weeks. Okay, so they're going to proceed with the confirmation hearings before Trump is even president. Okay. How does that work, though, if they're not in charge? Do you know the process of that? I'm trying to understand. You know what we got to ask is Kelly Johnston. He used to be the Senate secretary. Our buddy Kelly Johnston was the secretary to the United States Senate. And he then went to Campbell Soup when my wife worked there. And I got to know Kelly. He was a listener of the show. He's since retired. But I should ask him the procedure and the process and all this. I'm just curious because obviously the Democrats are still in charge till January. Whatever 6th it is, I guess, whenever they swear in the new senators, Insurrection Day, the high holy day of the left. So I'm just trying to figure out how that works, you know. By the way, speaking of that NATO guy, and this is why these people are really upset. He also thinks it's ridiculous that people are opposed to government surveillance. Admiral Rob Bauer, chair of the Military Committee of NATO. This is why I am so glad Trump is going to be president. The fact that these people think this stuff is amazing. Cut number 10.
And again, it's the me and the we discussion. Everybody says it's my privacy. Now, everybody has given away everything to the tech companies in the U.S. by saying yes, 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 when you wanted the app of Google and everything. If the government says, can I see your phone for 10 seconds, there's a revolution. But we've given away everything already. So it's a ridiculous discussion on privacy in many ways. So I think we have gone too far in many of these things. We should look a little bit less to the individual and a little bit more to what does it mean for the group, for society.
See, that's classic speak of a tyrant, an authoritarian, a fascist, a communist. By the way, the fascists and the communists are pretty much the same. You know, I had this conversation with somebody the other night, and I don't have time to go on into all this, but, you know, Hitler and Stalin didn't fight over ideology. Hitler needed his oil. They were buds. And I mean, like, you can parse this stuff, but fascists and socialists and all, they're all about the same thing. Strong centralized government, the machinations come in the state ownership of certain things, but they're all the same. Tyrants are all the same, and they want central consolidated power, whether it's at NATO, the UN, whatever it is. They don't like individual sovereignty. They certainly like national sovereignty. From Anna Grayer of CNN, House GOP members were meeting behind closed doors when they heard the news that Trump named Gates to be his attorney general. There was an audible gasp from the members in the room the moment they found out, according to a source in the room. Obviously, it has no impact on the Senate vote, but it seems like Gates is not well-liked. He's going to have real problems. Well, I told you he's not real-liked. He's probably one of the most hated people on Capitol Hill. I mean, he opposed the speaker. He was the guy behind, really, the takedown of Kevin McCarthy. So, yeah, they're going to try to get their revenge on him. No question about it. No doubt about that. Oh, man, this is some crazy, crazy stuff here. This is crazy stuff. We are going to strap in, kids, all right? In case you're just joining me now, Michael Pelka is going to take over the last hour. Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence. This is a big deal. John Ratcliffe, CIA, that came out yesterday. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, you know, establishment guy, what are you going to do? But, and then Matt Gaetz, Attorney General. This is Trump sending a serious, serious message here that he is going to burn down the store. Listen, thank you for listening to the show. I hope I'll see you in media tonight. We're going to have a great time. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, our studio sponsor. We appreciate their friendship and their support. And now is an incredible time to fall into savings at Cherry Hill Volvo, where you can save serious money on the XC90, an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 a month using all applicable rebates. And if you're a Costco member, you're going to save $2,000 in additional rebates as well. Just see the store for details. Judith and the entire Cherry Hill Volvo team look forward to meeting you and seeing you and giving you an amazing, amazing experience. So many of their customers, like me, become customers for life. And that's the beautiful thing about Cherry Hill Volvo. You will never get any pressure there. They'll treat you great. And they will make sure that you drive away happy and satisfied. And this is an amazing time to take advantage of these special offers. But either way, remember, of all the Volvo dealerships in all the land, there's only one that is our studio sponsor, and that's Cherry Hill Volvo. So please, even if you live far away, make the trip and say thank you to Judith for standing with us during this incredibly toxic time in our politics of cancel culture. She stepped up and said, I want the studio naming rights. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.